but
and you have your car. Here.
Yes, and it runs so good, and I can use my air conditioner now.
Yeah. What did you do without it?
Perspire. I said I wasn't going to let anybody else touch it. Mm-hmm. I didn't care what happened. He got out of the hospital. But he was 2 weeks. We went over to Dallas this morning trying to find what they call a shroud. Now, your husband and children would know what it is, but I don't. But anyway, it throws more air into there and keeps the motor cooler.
I see.
And we went over to this junk place to get it, over at Dallas. Mm-hmm. And you know, this fellow buys all these old cars and sells the parts off of them. Yeah, and so we went, not George, but this where we went this morning, over at Dallas. So went over there and he couldn't find one. So he said he was going to move something up closer to the motor to keep it cooler. And if that didn't work, then we'd just buy a new shroud, whatever that thing. What it is, I don't know what it looks like, but it keeps the motor cooler. It throws the air in it better. So if it gets hot again, I'll just tell him to just go buy one and put it on there.
Well, you get around real well.
Well, I'm going just as long as I can put one foot in front of the other.
I don't blame you. Just forget about that man you told me about.
Oh, I haven't let that worry me too much. Mm-hmm. About the painting. It did make me sick, and I did shed some tears over it. Mary, help yourself there.
Thank you.
And, he said just let it go, there wasn't enough money involved. I said, well, could I sell the plyboard? I said, somebody's already offered me $250 a piece for them. Mm-hmm. And he said, no, don't sell them. Mm-hmm. Hold them for a while, mm-hmm. Certain length of time. Says, I'll tell you when you can, but says, if you want to use them, then go ahead and use them.
Mm-hmm.
But, my nephew came over, George, and put wood blocks underneath it and put it up off of the ground.
Yeah.
In the garage, put it up off the floor so that if it rained in there, and then there's a window pane out in the garage, and I've had the window pane here for almost a year, and I haven't got anybody to put it in yet. That's the man that did the putting. He was supposed to put the window pane in the garage. And so he measured and bought the window pane. So my nephew said, wait till I come back from my vacation, I'll put the window pane in for you.
What do you do this
in the garage?
Yeah.
I guess the children in the neighborhood playing baseball knocked it out. Well, I haven't said anything to anybody, because that's childlike.
Yeah, but when you were little, I bet they said something to the children.
Well, our parents didn't allow us to go on other people's property or get away, we could harm anybody's property or do any damage to it. But they don't do that today.
Did they ever punish you when you were little?
Oh, yes. Of course, we all got punished.
Well, I think that maybe we should go back to that. I really do.
I'll tell you what, yes, I do too. I know one time when we were all little, we did something that my mother called us, and we answered, and we got up on top of the servant's house and got straddled at the top of the roof, you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, we had cookies and things up there. She came down, and we knew she couldn't get up the ladder.
Mm.
And she would tell us to come down. And, of course, we got punished for that.
What did she do?
We got a nice little switching.